everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 648 and today I'm going to talk about nutritional intelligence and what that comprises of effectively. Now, as mentioned in the last podcast, I do apologize that the last few podcasts have been infrequent. I'm wrestling with making sure that I've got quality audio for you guys, and so my timing of that is absolutely crucial until we move into a beautiful sound room, which I'm greatly looking forward to. We have a lease coming up at the end of the second quarter of 2021, and so we're planning on moving into a new space with a dedicated sound room / whiskey library with a brand new bookcase, I think. Yeah, that sounds good. And on that, I'll be able to do it at all times rather than making sure there's no bzzz and everything happening next door or air compressors and wind and all sorts and bits and pieces. But let's continue on. I want to round out the lines of intelligences for Flow Intelligence Siri. And what we have a look at now is the third group of intelligences, which is nutritional intelligence. Now, Howard Gardner has been a big influence on the lines of intelligence, and he put forward eight. Now, one of them was not nutritional intelligence. That's the pseudo intelligence that I'm putting forward. However, there is a lot of it, really. It would make up like a lot of the intrapersonal, interpersonal, and also I would suggest even mathematical logical intelligence would also be a part of it. I don't want to put those in this line of intelligence. I want it to be standalone by itself so we can see the areas of health as a whole that are required for us to continue to experience states of flow and the experiences that we want in life. However, when looking at it, there's three main stages, and I'm going to talk through quickly about the client-facing one, then the coach-facing one. So the client-facing one, similar to the somatic intelligence of Safe, Strong, Sexy, the client-facing one with this becomes simple, sustainable, and then specific. And these are the stages people move through to be able to have a really healthy, sustainable diet and a healthy approach overall with their frame of mind to what they're eating. And so with simple, I mean, before simple, by the way, is pre-operational. And so the reason why I talk about these as being stages to develop rather than things to get right or wrong is it may be easy to see the person who's got a shopping trolley. Maybe they're a 45-year-old female, they're overweight, and as they're going through the aisle, they go to reach for the thickened cream that they usually get, and they pause and they get the fat-free thickened cream. Now, we may look at that and go, that's not that different for one, and maybe we look at it and go, that's probably not even better food because the shit that they put in it to make it fat-free is not very good. And so we look at that and go, that's not good. But here's what we may be missing with a lot of those situations. This could be the very first time that this individual has put an objective behavior, right, a measurable behavior behind a health conscious approach. Maybe this is the first time they've ever gone, I actually want to start to lose weight. I want to live a healthier life. I should probably get the fat-free thing. That's the first thing. It's the first time it's both come online and then they doubled it up with an action. And so that's a normal stage to move through. And that's something that I would encourage rather than critique. It doesn't mean we shouldn't guide. And so, but it's guiding based upon where the person's at and based upon that type of person in general as well, because different personalities are going to take that different types of ways. They want to learn different types of ways. And so the key thing here is to see that as a stage to move through rather than something to get wrong or right and good and bad, and which is a really, really big issue when it comes to nutrition, because that also becomes the idea of going, well, that's, you know, calling it wrong or right and calling it good and bad is a bad approach. It's like, no, that's also a fucking stage. it's also a normal thing. It's the rules and roles. And so even with the early stage of the lines of intelligence through emotional intelligence, the first stage there, I didn't run through them, but the first stage, which is called student or called rules and roles, it's concrete operational. And so what that means is that we have to learn the rules and roles to move through that, to become flexible. We have to learn the sheet music to throw the sheets away and learn how to play music. So we have to learn the simple components of nutrition. What's a protein? What's a carb? What's a fat? Because if we don't do this, if we go straight to specific, because someone told us the diet to eat, yet we never be able to develop an understanding of why and what and how over long periods of time, it is a long period of time because you eat your whole life, right? And the 30-year-old you, you're going to need something different than 40-year-old you and 20-year-old you. It's different things, right? Doesn't mean we shouldn't get information from other people. It means what are we relying on for information? And that's a really crucial question. So when we look at this, we go, if someone spikes, right, they peak. Knowing yo-yos, they peak to a specific component of nutrition. And then what happens when that person moves away, they lose that accountable person, right? They come back to wherever their default was, wherever they were before they had the accountability peak. And so this is the issue, is that nothing actually changes long term. That's the yo-yo, right? But if someone can go through a simple and then sustainable approach, and sustainable really means, is it sustainable for you long term? Is it sustainable for both the population and the earth, right? And is it sustainable in the sense that you have both the bandwidth and the ego strength to fluctuate naturally based upon your life conditions? And what that means is that there's going to be times where you can really knuckle down and maybe have a clear specific goal, because specific is also a specific goal, and knuckle down and go after something, right? Health-wise, and then be able to rein it back in again as well, back to a sustainable space based upon your life conditions and your goals at the time. And if someone gets sick, do you have enough ego strength and bandwidth to then maybe drop down a little bit? And what you're eating there probably won't be sustainable. But for the next period, while you're looking after someone who's sick, you're probably going to have to change a couple of things with your nutrition. See, this is the dynamic model that this actually offers here, that allows us to see this as a complete dynamic process that is interacting and integrating with our life conditions at any given moment. It's such a beautiful thing to see. And so what we're looking at here is not going, here's your diet, here's your exercise program, by the way, you should think positively. Move away from that black and white approach and look at this as things to develop over time, so that each person becomes both their own teacher and their own student. Right, within a group of teachers and students. And this is a beautiful place to be, because this is where we learn. So the lines of intelligence that we look at here with nutritional has a lot to do with also naturalistic intelligence. And one of the key, here's a key example of someone with high naturalistic intelligence, is David Attenborough. Now, it doesn't mean that his diet's bang on. What it means is that he's in tune with nature, which is also a part, we're nature, we're a part of nature. In this world, it's kind of random to think that sometimes, because you're listening to my voice anywhere in the world right now on a device that was made in another country, shipped over here, that you used like numbers on a screen to pay for. So, but that's phenomenal to think, right? But they're all parts of what nature has actually developed. They're parts of nature in a roundabout way as well, because we're a part of nature and we've created it. It's phenomenal. So looking at these lines of nutritional intelligence allow us to see these things as things to develop and learn over time, so we never have to default back to a place that we hated in the first place, but rather learn how to move forward continually over time and be sustainable within our health in multiple areas. So that's in short the line of intelligence when it comes to nutrition. Interesting stuff. But on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you want one personally signed by me. If you go past a bookstore, I'd love for you to pop in and see if they have my book there. I went past two the other day and they had them, which was super exciting to see. And if you do, take a photo for me. I'd love to see that. Otherwise, if you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love. Peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.